everybody, this is your host Christian Daly from the Jazz Legend Podcast, coming at you live from my bedroom. Today, we'll be discussing the legacy of one of the forefathers of American jazz, Jelly Roll Morton. Morton's music is very expressive and embodies American culture. Jazz in general is seemingly spontaneous and free-flowing, similar to America, the home of the free, where people can live without constraint. Morton would earn his place in jazz stardom through his great music and by being the first musician to compose jazz on paper. Jelly Roll Morton would eventually fall out of the good grace of the people and be written off as a has-been because of his bad gambling habits and his inability to adapt to the new times. But 60 years after his death, there was a shocking discovery. Morton had been composing music far more advanced than any of his more celebrated peers. This discovery would ascend Morton back to his former glory. Morton pioneered jazz, and even claimed to have created it. This fact is debatable, and is widely ignored by many. But this does not take away from the massive contributions Morton made to the jazz industry. He transformed the genre from what was seen as a slur of notes to an undeniable form of music, which would earn him a spot in the history books. Jelly Roll Morton, whose real name is Ferdinand Joseph Lamoth, was born October 20th, 1890 in New Orleans, Louisiana, where he was raised by his mom and stepdad, whose last name Morton he would eventually take. Morton was musically gifted at a young age, enabling him to tour the country and gain notoriety for himself. With this newfound notoriety, Morton would produce hit after hit and even pioneer the jazz band industry. Soon after this, Morton's career would face a decline, ultimately leading to his death at the age of 50 in Los Angeles. Jelly Roll Morton has a long resume of music, most of which he performed by himself. Morton's music was mostly instrumental. Many songs, such as The Crave, which is now playing, feature a swing beat accompanied by strictly piano playing for the 4-minute duration of the song. The song differs in tempo, sometimes speeding up, other times slowing down. The song derives from a style dubbed Spanish Tinge by Morton. Spanish Tinge was Morton's take on the pre-existing Spanish tempos that he had heard. Morton would keep his left hand on the piano the same as he had heard in the Spanish versions, but the right hand would transform the song, adding a variety of rhythms. This technique would heavily aid the creation of the seemingly unorganized genre of jazz. Jelly Roll Morton was able to switch up his styles, incorporating different beats and instruments into different songs. My favorite song of his, Black Bottom Stomp, which he performed alongside his band, the Red Hot Peppers, has an upbeat use of horns and piano, accompanied by a rock beat. There aren't any vocals, but I'm perfectly fine with this because of the music's well-composed sound. What makes this song even more special is that Morton was only able to perform alongside a jazz band through his own invention, the composition of jazz. With the ability to compose jazz, other opportunities arise, such as the inclusion of horns and all sorts of other instruments. In addition to Morton's diverse selection of hits, Hesitation Blues draws similarities and differences to the two previous hits mentioned. While both Hesitation Blues and The Crave feature a swing beat, the beat is played much slower and quieter in Hesitation Blues, whereas in The Crave, it's played at a faster tempo and a higher pitch. In Black Bottom Stomp, there's an ensemble of horns accompanied by a rock beat and an upbeat pace, while once again, Hesitation Blues features a slowly played swing beat at a low pitch. Where Hesitation Blues differs from both The Crave and Black Bottom Stomp is that there are vocals accompanying the piano playing in this masterpiece. Vocals are present in most, if not all, mainstream music today, and for this reason, I prefer Black Bottom Stomp and The Crave over Hesitation Blues, and because of their upbeat tempo. Can I get it now? Although today we understand that jazz is composed and not completely erratic, many people back then did not understand this, similar to the rap genre today. Rap is often seen by older generations as a slur of words, with no particular rhyme or reason. This could be because the perception rappers give off. Rappers are often stereotyped as thugs, rapping about drugs and violence, decked out with bling, featuring chains, bracelets, grills, and more, accompanied with expensive clothing. Jelly Roll Morton was no different. He was stereotyped before the stereotype even existed. He was a pimp who loved money and loved spending it. He was surrounded by ladies, had expensive suits, a golden grill, one of which had a diamond on it. He also sang about inappropriate things, hence the nickname Jelly Roll, a common phrase for female genitalia at the time. When I think of the stereotypes surrounding most rappers, I think of them existing in the modern world. But the rapper lifestyle has actually been around for a long time. A modern rapper, I believe Morton draws comparisons to, is Kanye West, another musician who is very notable for his talent and unpredictable behavior. Both musicians are recognized for their ability to produce unique beats and sounds. Jelly Roll Morton was able to compose music far more advanced than any of his peers, not to mention that he was the first musician to compose jazz music at all. While Kanye was able to revolutionize parts of the hip-hop industry with his use of samples and songs. Both of these musicians were able to incorporate new elements into their music, allowing them to transform their genre and make their mark on the music industry. Jelly Roll Morton pioneered a genre of music that embodies the American spirit. Jazz is a free-flowing art that seemingly has no organization. It was outlawed in Nazi Germany because of its American ties and its dangerously free structure. Jelly Roll Morton proved through his compositions that jazz is a true art form, with structure and organization, which allowed for many other great musicians to follow in his footsteps. That concludes today's episode, but before we end, I'd like to thank producer and editor Connor Daly for being so helpful as always. I would also like to thank today's sponsor, Manscaped, the company for any and all grooming needs. Use code DAILY at checkout for 15% off. Again, code DAILY at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Manscaped. That concludes today's episode of the Jazz Legends Podcast. Be sure to tune in next week when we discuss the musicians that followed in Morton's footsteps. Don't miss out. That's all for today. See ya, and have a nice day.